now on the line joining us from St. Pete. Cheryl, you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning to you, Cheryl. All right,
good morning.
Let me just tell a little bit about Cheryl, and then we're going to talk about National Nurses United promoting safer care and nurses' rights and some of those issues in the healthcare debate, etc. Cheryl has been a nurse for 10 years.
No, 30 years.
Oh, excuse me, 30 years. Yes, yes, I'm sorry, I read that wrong. And currently working as an ICU nurse at the long-term acute care facility in St. Pete, traveled extensively abroad as a nurse, leader, and activist in the National Nurses Organizing Committee, NNOC, in Florida, and that's calnurses.org, I see here. And we're going to discuss efforts in Florida to present a bill for safer nurse-to-patient ratios. The significance of newly formed National Nurses United, the largest nurses and professional association in the U.S. history, and the impact it hopes to have on improving health care for all Americans. Welcome to the Surreal News on WSLR 96.5, Low Power FM. We're in Sarasota.
Thank you. My name is Cheryl Lecker, RN, and you already heard that I had an extensive history as far as nursing is concerned, and over the years I've seen we've all seen a lot of changes in nursing and in the hospital systems in general. And I just want to point out to people that we're promoting this bill for nurse-patient ratios. And if you've ever been in the hospital, the nurse-to-patient ratio is very, very high in the state of Florida. And we're kind of bringing over some of the ratios that have been passed in the state of California for over 10 years now. And when the ratios got passed in California, over the past 10 years, they've seen a 100,000 nurses return to the bedside. And
where do they come from? 100,000 nurses.
They came from all over the country to specifically work in California. And because the conditions were so poor at the bedside, a lot of nurses left nursing. And we have 40,000 licensed nurses in the state of Florida that are not nursing.
This is just such a key point. We can't just gloss over this. Say it again.
We have 40,000 nurses in the state of Florida that are currently not working at the bedside.
So we don't really have a nursing shortage, in other words. We just have a shortage of nurses who want to practice nursing.
Well, what we have is what I call an internal shortage. In other words, inside of the hospitals and the LTACs and the nursing homes or whatever, there's shortages at the bedside because the nurses have chosen to pull themselves away from the bedside because of the conditions. We cannot keep our eyes and ears on eight patients or ten patients and give you as a doctor a correct information over the phone, which we do a lot, as you know, because you're only there for a short period of time seeing the patient, whereas we're seeing the patient 24/7. But if I can't give you an accurate information, you're going to possibly give me, you know, a drug that maybe is inappropriate or a treatment that's inappropriate, because I can't give you the full information that I need to give you because I'm not at the bedside enough to be able to see the patient.
What is the current ratio right now of nurses to patients in Florida?
It's generally they're pushing for us to take up to 3 patients in the ICU. As I said, they're taking 7, 8, and 9 and maybe 10 patients on a med-surg floor. They're taking 5 patients in the neonatal intensive care unit, which has had dire consequences, and we've had numerous problems with patients developing all kinds of problems because the nurses are not able to be at each and every bedside.
Well, what's going to happen if you don't have enough nurses, if we do change the law and suddenly it's got to be one-to-one, for example, in the ICU? Where are they going to get the nurses from? And if they don't have the number of nurses available, what's going to happen?
Well, as I said, we have 40,000 licensed nurses in the state of Florida, and 100,000 nurses came back to the bedside in California. They have a 5% vacancy rate in California for nursing. So what it has done is it has proven that it brought nurses to the bedside. And we're talking about patient outcomes here. There's a 7% increase in mortality for each additional patient an RN has. And that was published and done in JAMA.
Again, say that again, please.
A 7% increase in mortality for each additional patient that an RN has over our ratios.
So if you change, if you take out one or add one additional patient,
correct,
7% of them will die because you don't have enough, will not, because you don't have enough nurses. That's a really important point.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot of things that are done in the hospitals that lay people, the public, just don't understand. And there's a lot of, as you know, you have to order 3 tests to be able to get one passed through the insurance company's regulations, just so that you can maybe arrive at the same diagnosis. So
you're saying is with decreased nurses, you end up having to order extra tests because of the decreased manpower? Was that the point?
You may have to. No, what I'm saying is because of the litigation that has been heavily instituted onto the hospitals, that the doctors are having to constantly cover themselves by ordering this test, that test, that
yes.
test, just to make sure that they have an accurate diagnosis and they're not missing something. And so there's a lot involved. Mostly, I'm your eyes and ears at the bedside. And without me being able to tell you adequately what's going on, you spend 10, 15 minutes with the patient. Like I said, I'm spending all day with the patient. So who knows the patient better?
All right, let me switch gears for a minute. So we made the point, yes, not enough nurses, decreased outcomes, okay? And that has repercussions throughout society and also for the hospitals and for the lawyers, et cetera. Okay, so also nurses' quality of their work conditions was also an issue. And I'm just going to mention, last week we had Tom Jerovich with his new book and his CD, Altar of the Bottom Line, where he interviewed 4 different types of workers. One was a nurse. One type of worker was a nurse. And he was looking at the nurses' working conditions in places where nurses were required to have long hours. And he the point was made that nurses work longer hours than some, which would violate some laws which were written to limit the number of hours that a doctor works. So that here we have one medical professional who's sort of being protected. In some states you have limitations of how many hours a doctor works, and then a nurse working right beside him or her, working longer hours. And talk about nurses' working conditions.
Okay, because we've delved into the computer age, a lot of the hospitals, to protect themselves, have instituted what's called computerized charting. And basically, the computerized charting, we feel, takes away from the nurse's clinical judgment at the bedside. And it removes the nurse from the bedside. Even though we can have laptops in the room and so forth, we're having to do data input operator activity. So the hospitals have seen fit to apply this other job title on us, so that now we're taken away from the bedside and spending 3 to 4 hours a day on the computer inputting data. Also, over the past 30 years, I have seen that we have also put on many other hats, lab tech. We also, in certain institutions, have been drawing blood gases, which was primarily a respiratory therapy function. doing EKGs, which would have been done by an EKG tech.
Yes.
So we are having more and more jobs placed on our shoulders that furthering taking us away from the bedside in the name of protecting the hospital so that they're, you know, more insulated from suits.
So how does that contribute to your stress level? we got about a minute, and then I'm sorry, but we're just running out of time. Go ahead.
Okay. So basically, the bill that we propose incorporates the nurse-patient ratios, which are unit-specific. Patient advocacy, so that, you know, I can say to you, hey, look, doc, you know, something's going on with this patient, I need your help, blah, 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 input, without having any repercussions. We have whistleblower protection. And also the hospitals will be fined for not adhering to the nurse-patient ratios.
All right, so just summing things up, what would you like our listeners to know, and then how could they contact you or get involved?
Basically, they can look under the CNA NNOC websites, and they can find the information on there. And our organizer is Libby Devlin, and her number is 813-326-5845. So we can, you know, further educate the public in these manners.
Go ahead, give that number one more time. If you want to help out the nurses, call this number.
813-326-5845.
Cheryl, we so appreciate your coming on this show, and I'd like to have you back, if you can, to give us a report on updates, how things are going with this effort.
I actually am planning to take a short-term position in California just to further educate myself on this, and I would love to speak with you after that.
Very interesting, because things are different in California. Maybe you can bring some of that information back here to Florida. Excellent.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, and we wish we had more time. We'll come back and revisit this.
Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you. All right, and we want to thank Cheryl for that.